The Sorcerer's Appendix, written by P.J. Braxton and read by Kate Redding. Gretel raised her hand to lift the heavy iron door knocker, but a niggling sense of foreboding caused her to hesitate. It was not apprehension of the variety that might make her pivot upon her kitten heel and hasten away, nor a cold dread that could freeze her, statue-like and statuesque, to the spot. It was merely a niggle, a twinge, a small but annoying twitch of anxiety that made her pause. Both knocker and house gave every appearance of being commonplace and workaday. Nevertheless, this was the home of a sorcerer, and that was sufficient to put Gretel on edge. Or at least, it was the home of a late sorcerer, which was the reason for her visit, for she was calling upon the magician's widow in answer to a request for her services as a private detective in order to discover the truth behind the man's untimely demise. The fact that there was no longer a sorcerer in residence, however, did not mean that his presence in the house did not, in one way or another, linger. In Gretel's experience, sorcerers never passed up the opportunity to wrong-foot a person. It was not, in truth, a profession that she viewed with much admiration. Sorcerers, to her mind, were little more than tricksters, pranksters, men of scant talent and even less magic, who made their living by sleight of hand, clumsy illusions, and conjuring tricks. They parted the gullible from their money, a fact that at least earned them Gretel's grudging respect, and delighted in nothing better than showing off. But she could forgive their lack of any real ability with magic. She could even tolerate their questionable money-making practices. What she could not forgive, what had actually been known to make her wince, was their appalling fashion sense. They were always to be found indulging in an ill-advised fondness for excessive facial hair, swathed in purple satin, splattered with stars and moons, hems trailing dangerously, their every outfit droopy of sleeve and pointy of hat. Such sartorial crimes made Gretel break out in a rash. But business was business. Her services were requested, there was work to be done, and therefore money to be made. She must put aside her petty dislikes and personal opinions, at least until the job was secured. She comforted herself with the fact that the man was dead, and therefore unlikely to be wearing anything so offensive ever again.